Emmanuel means God with us. While God wants to be with us, the big question we need to ask ourselves, are we with Him? Hi, this is PC Matthew and my wife Sibi Matthew. We would like to take you on a journey through the season of Lent as to how we can be with Him in all walks of life.
Day 5. To be with Him through His Word. The Word of the Lord is active and alive, and it helps us to be with Him when we seek Him through His Word. But the tragedy that we have today is the limited use of God's Word among us. His Word is often used to pick up some verses to suit our needs. But the Lord reveals Himself to us through His Word. His plans, His desires, His corrections, and His revelation have always been through His Scripture. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, that all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. There are several instances in my life where I have experienced His presence through His Word, especially when I am at crossroads, not knowing the way ahead. The story of our building at Urban India Ministries is an example of experiencing God and His Word during the tough time of raising funds for the same. I never had to raise such a huge amount of money in the past, and I wondered if this was humanly possible for me. I remember a day in my frustration when I told the Lord to take this cup away from me. It was too much, Lord, for me to bear. I had hardly raised the money to buy the plot of land, and then I wondered, how could we do this building? This was beyond me. I had exhausted asking everyone whom I knew to give towards this cause. I even wondered if this was in God's will for me to proceed to build a building for UIM. To add to this, some people were questioning the purpose and need for such a building. Some of them even made some indirect, hurtful comments. I wanted to do His will alone, and so I prayed to the Lord to take this cup away from me. I remember lamenting these words in prayer: take this cup away from me, and instead give me a place that we as UIM can operate out of. During my lament, suddenly God's word flashed in my mind with such clarity, and this is what it said: tell the Master needs it. I paused my lamenting as I knew that the Lord was speaking to me through His word. And again the words came, tell the Master needs it. As I calmed myself, I could sense the Lord telling me, this is not your need. This is not even the need of UIM. This is my need. So just tell anyone and everyone that I need it. It was a very strange experience of hearing God in my agonizing moment. This was the word that God spoke when the disciples asked Jesus as to what they need to say when they were untying the colt for Jesus to travel into Jerusalem. The same word, but to my situation. The story of the UIM building and its fundraising was His mighty hand at work. From strange places and unknown people, the Lord provided. The Lord was prompting people to give, and we had sufficient every month to pay up until the construction was completed. To be with Him through His Word is also an act of trusting and obeying His Word. His Word represents His love and His character. Listening to Him and His Word is a pure delight when we know that He is a God who wants to communicate to us His love and His plans for our life. How much time have you spent with His Word and allowed God to speak to you? To be with Him is a joyful experience as He speaks to us words of life and wholeness. So let's get back to the discipline of reading His Word and obeying it for His glory. Dear Lord, I recognize that I have not spent adequate time with You through Your Word. I have neglected that which is important and often sought Your Word only in a crisis. Even then, You are so gracious and You still speak to me. Lord, hear me and help me today to know Your will on a daily basis and to live by it. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope today's meditation has been a blessing. Please pass it on and bless someone today. These meditations are also available at urbanindia.org. Thank you. God bless you.